broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where we believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders is the great solution. We don't need a revolution. We need a restoration. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It was once made so via the supreme law of the land and the pure principles of morality, etc. We can do it again, ladies and gentlemen. What we got to do is return to the principles that made America great if we want it to happen again. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt. CNN, they did a study, and they say that Ted Cruz is absolutely constitutionally qualified to serve. And if you want a good reason why he's probably not, that's it, sir.
That's exactly what I was thinking he might say, but, you know, after I saw it, I thought, Sam will like this one. But anyway, you know, yeah, there you go. Good point.
Anyway, the debate rages on, and my whole point isn't to prove that I'm right or wrong or that I'm just telling you, why do we even want to have that battle? Why do we even want to get derailed with that discussion? Why don't we just say, man, we could, I mean, I'd love to see personally Ted Cruz, leader of the Senate, Kurt. I think he could get 10 times more done as the Senate majority leader. Than he could ever get done as president anyway. That's just my opinion. I think he's doing more as a senator, one of the top 100 decision legislative makers in the country. I think he could make a big difference, Kurt, right where he's at, or giving him more authority where he's at. So I don't even understand the debate necessarily, but the debate rages on, and everybody's putting their hat in the ring to tell you how qualified he is. And so that's going to be even guys who believe he's not constitutionally qualified say they're ready to vote for him now, Kurt. So I think the debate's virtually over because nobody cares. Right?
Well, it's certainly interesting, and it actually even brings up the Constitution that some people go, huh, there is a thing called the Constitution. Maybe they would look at it, you know, who knows?
There's a thing called eligibility. Don't worry, T-Mobile's in the news. T-Mobile sets their sights, Kurt, on the business market now. We've read about the CEO of T-Mobile. He's a very, I don't know. He uses a profanity in his speeches a lot and very strange guy in that way. Nevertheless, he's been shaking up the mobile industry for quite some time in the consumer market, Kurt, with better prices, no contracts. We'll buy you out of your other contract. Come to us, come to us, come to us. They used to be the fourth largest cell company or whatever you want to say, mobile company in the United States. It used to be Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Now T-Mobile has eclipsed Sprint, so now it's their third. And a lot of people believed in the past that T-Mobile just simply didn't have the network, didn't have the connectivity to really be viable in the top-tier market with AT&T and Verizon. However, that's now changed, says the CEO. And T-Mobile sets its sights on the business market, Kurt, and they're changing the game once again. According to USA Today, they have been a disruptive force, and they're going to do so in business as well. And, Kurt, the interesting thing is they've basically got a new plan out now. If you have 10 business phone lines, $16 a line. $160 gets you basically unlimited talk, text, and a chunk of data. And I guess it's up to 1 GB or 1 gig of data. If you want more, you can get $10 per line to get more, or you can have unlimited data on your whole account. I guess it's $30 per line if you do that more. Anyway, they're changing the game, Kurt. And they're working on giving people websites and free business domains. And anyway, they say, is T-Mobile really up to the task? And a lot of people are saying their speeds are better in many cases than even Verizon. Whether they got the strength and breadth of network, time will tell. But they are literally taking this on, Kurt. And their price is absolutely aggressive. Now, Kurt in the past would make fun of me because I had T-Mobile. I have since repented and got rid of T-Mobile. And I have it for my family still, but I have my own personal phone on Verizon. because Kurt just relentlessly made me see the light. And so I've come to the table and repented and changed on that. Anyway, Kurt, what do you think? T-Mobile thinks they can garner business folks 10 lines for $160. If you get their business line, they're pretty good pricing. It gets pretty compelling, hard to beat. Now, a lot of times they've had lackluster service, and therefore that's why it's cheaper. But they're saying they're fixing that too, Kurt. What do you think?
You know, I welcome this simply because I think that's one of the geniuses of the free enterprise. The true free enterprise network is what they call competition. And these guys are, you know, instead of just being, what would you say, kind of gobbled up by the bigger guys or whatever, they're adding up. And, in my opinion, that's one of the great things about this system, and that it's certainly got to make the other guys try a little harder, don't you think?
Without question. I think it's good news. I think it's good competition. I think that T-Mobile, with the leadership of the CEO, set aside his salty language. I think he's innovative, and I think he's working hard, and I think he's changing the game, and I think he's already forced the other carriers to come to the table with more data, less complications, better service. And I see more of it. I think it is great news for the exact reasons you specify. And I hope we get even hotter competition. I hope we get better service, less expensive lines, more features, more capabilities. I think that's the American way, Kurt, and I'd like to see more of it for sure. It's fascinating that the company's not even an American company, though, Kurt.
Well, and so many of them aren't. Like, for example, Honda, which is, I remember the days of when a Honda was really only a motorcycle, and yet Honda has said, hey, we'll invest in America, we'll have people here, we'll have factories here, etc. And, some people say they're more American than General Motors.
Well, because GM and a lot of these companies have unions, and a lot of the foreign car company makers don't. And who's really supporting the free market better, Kurt? It's an interesting discussion.
It is. And, when you look at this whole T-Mobile thing, I always like to remind folks, just imagine how cool it is in this market where we allow this and all these tremendous advances. And yet, if we applied the same thing to, for example, education or health care or whatever, wouldn't that mean that we'd have much better situation there? And yet, most folks don't want to go there.
Well, their eyes kind of glaze over, Kurt. It's kind of complicated. Especially if you don't have a degree in such matters, Kurt. You see what I mean? All right, next headline related to tech as well, says Mystique of Tiny Gadgets. Absolutely. My benefit, the elite business traveler, Kurt. I find this fascinating. Stephanie Rosenblum with USA Today breaks it down for us. They talk about digital projectors that fit in your pocket, Kurt. Speakers the size of gingerbread cookies. Virtual keyboards small enough to hang from your key ring. Believe it or not, the business travel market is flooded with tiny, totable gadgets. Yeah, executives want the biggest seat on the plane, Kurt. But when it comes to gadgets, they want to have the most variety and the smallest gadgets on the planet. Some like flash drive cufflinks. You ever had those, Kurt? Yeah?
Flash drive cufflinks?
Yeah, but you could have flash drive cufflinks, dude.
I've not ever had any or seen.
We're talking about the elite traveler pecking order. Maybe you don't qualify for that, Kurt. It's just fascinating. They got all these rollout gadgets at all these airports, Kurt. They got a $450 new projector, Kurt. It's about the size of a McDonald's sandwich, Kurt. Yeah, they call it the Pocket Projector Pro.
$450,000?
No, $450, man. You can buy one.
Oh, $450, yeah. I guess
brightness
so.
Of 200 lumens, Kurt. It'll allow the business traveler to beam presentations, HD movies or videos onto a big screen.
How big
anywhere.
Is that thing, you said?
Like a McDonald's sandwich.
Wow, that is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, wow.
The adapter sold separately, Kurt. Has two built-in speakers and everything.
The adapter's $1,000, probably.
I don't know. No. They just say it's more efficient, Kurt. It's smaller. It's Mystique. It's cool.
It is.
You gotta have one, Kurt.
Competition.
Anyway, I find it fascinating, though. They've got a dual port pocket battery now where you can just bring that dude along and have backup charge for your devices, Kurt. It's called the teeniest backup battery on the market, too. Yeah. They say, look, these lipstick-sized backup batteries aren't near as powerful as this dude. Anyway, pretty nifty stuff, Kurt. All kinds of gadgets available just for you in our modern society. I'll take Kurt to the next airport and see what he can buy, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we can demo it on there. How's that? All right, quick pause, Sam and Kurt. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want to enter covered outdoors with your camp and do it right with Teton Sports, I'm telling you right now, they got incredible self-inflating mattresses. We had some company over, and we gave one of the kids' rooms to the company, and my kids just got out those Teton sleeping pads and just enjoyed the heck out of them indoors. And it was a delight for the company because they got a nice room, and it was a delight for my children because they got to sleep on these cool Teton pads. Just check it out. TetonSports.com. All right, Kurt, Google is in the news, and so is Apple. And the debate relates to payment systems. See, businesses everywhere have been praying for and hoping for digital payments via cell phone for a long time, and it just simply has not happened. But that's changing. A headline from USA Today says this. In its infancy, Apple Pay gives glimpse of mainstream appeal for global payments, and even the Google folks say their mobile payment system, what's called Google Wallet, is even increased in its ability to process payments because of Apple's release. And I know that sounds weird, Sam. What are you talking about? Apple releases a product and Google benefits. Well, everybody's benefiting because these payment systems are becoming more and more mainstream online. They're still in their infancy, Kurt, but they're coming. Question for you. Are you ready to bust out and use Google Wallet or Apple Pay, Kurt?
Now, how's that different than my, PayPal thing that I use to charge people?
Okay, well, this isn't,
with their card.
All right, so hold on.
I assume this is me paying.
That's right.
For something, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So instead of you being the business owner, the guy that charges the card, you're the guy that uses the card in this case.
I know, but I mean,
so your real question is this, Kurt: what's the difference, no matter what side of the equation you're on, right?
Yeah.
And the answer is they're just competing systems, Kurt. You got Google Wallet, you got Apple Pay, you got PayPal processing, and everybody's trying to jump into this game. I'm sure you'll see 10 more before it's over, and eventually or two or three of them will emerge as the leaders, right?
And, it's almost like this conversation we had about the T-Mobile, the Verizon thing, or cell phone thing. It's competition, which should, and I underline that word, pretty good, make it better for the customer. Because you have competition, so you should get a better product at a better price.
Yeah, and the debate is several fold. Number one, how secure is it? Number two, how easy is it to use? Number three, how friendly is it for the consumer and or the business owner? In other words, on both sides of the equation, how seamless will it already work into current systems? Which stores and which companies like it for what reasons, etc.? It all goes down that line. And they have different ways to, quote, skin the cat, if that's a good term to use, Kurt. And the competition's heating up. And I'm telling you, it won't be long. I don't know how long it'll take, but it won't be long to where you'll be looking back going, there was a time when we didn't have our cell phones as payment systems. It's coming, Kurt. Like it or not, disagree with it or not, believe it's a privacy concern or not, that's not really the discussion right now. The discussion is it's a coming. And the more it comes, the harder it's going to be to do business in cash, do business with a check. In fact, banks are hostile towards checks right now, Kurt. Number one, they always want to put a hold on your check before it clears. Number two, they want to charge you more every check you write, or charge you more for a different account that allows you to write checks. They're changing the game, and electronic payments are coming, like it or not. Anyway, time will tell. The competition's heating up. And would you use these systems, Kurt? I would. I don't think they're perfect.
Yeah,
there's things I don't like, but overall, the convenience is just there.
It is, and, although on the other hand, I do see quite a bit of a move to people. People still like, cash. I prefer that they would move to, silver and gold and even copper, et cetera. And I see some of that, at least in the weird circles, I guess, that I run in. People like the other day went
to
Dr. Lowry.
Circles, isn't it, Kurt?
That we, that's right. Dr. Lowry, who, we've had on the program before last Friday, and hey, I paid him in silver. And, the guy was, I didn't have to twist his arm or anything. In fact, he seemed excited to receive his payment that way. So and that's an example of this whole conversation of competition. I believe that, it makes every system better or every payment program better by having options and opportunities. So, I would promote, sound money, really. But I do think, at least if you're talking about central banking and the Federal Reserve, et cetera, then, these systems are pretty easily done. You can get them done.
Good point. Right? And I certainly support currency competition. No doubt about that, Kurt. I think that's a really important point to make, currency competition. Do you believe in it? Are you willing to support that? And that's one of the ways Ron Paul and others have mentioned that, hey, we could really start to open up this discussion about how to get off Federal Reserve notes with interest and find other solutions, is that, hey, you can just first open it up and let good money drive out bad money. And I think there's something to be said for that, for sure. All right, new EPA regulations threaten all Americans, says the headline. Fellow American, the EPA is issuing a new round of regulations It changes a key portion of the, quote, the Clean Water Act, and it puts almost every citizen and almost every single piece of private property in danger. The Clean Water Act has always allowed the EPA to regulate what are called navigable.
Sure.
Anyway, navigable. I don't know. Anyway, waterways that you can navigate. Yeah. This means that in order for a piece of property to fall into the EPA's purview, that it would need to have enough water to be navigable by boat. This wording was used in the past to lump rivers, streams, lakes, bays, etc. into, you know, common nomenclature. Navigable. Is it big enough? On paper, this sounds good, but ladies and gentlemen, eventually heavy-handed tactics come down the pike. Government regulation through the EPA is getting out of hand. Here's the problem. The EPA is quietly trying to remove this one word, navigable, or that would give the agency almost unlimited control over land in the United States. Because how do you determine what water is, Kurt? What about a mud puddle? What about, you know, a little teeny stream? The EPA is trying to drop the word navigable, which would give the government regulatory control over any piece of land that has any even rainfall in a calendar year, Kurt.
I think what you've got here, I mean, just imagine there's no mention of the Constitution in this article, as far as I can see. And yet the Ted Cruz kind of stuff, oh, man, everybody's going to talk about the Constitution. If you want to bring up the Constitution here, you should bring up the fact that the EPA is what I call an unconstitutional agency. Why? Because it simply violates the separation of powers. It makes laws, it enforces laws, and it judges you, all three, together in one thing. So that's why it's an unconstitutional entity. And but yet there's no conversation about that in the article, is there?
That's a good point, Kurt. The EPA is unconstitutional, and we got to nail that too. I personally think we ought to deal with the Constitution when it comes to Ted Cruz and the Constitution when it comes to the EPA personally. I'm just one of those constitutional guys that believe that's at the center of it all when it comes to the federal level, Kurt. And I don't believe even the local or the state level you could violate constitutional provisions or mandates, like the right to keep and bear arms. You know, I don't believe that even a city has the right to manipulate that. But the EPA is trying to drop that word navigable or whatever, and they're trying to basically control all waterways, Kurt. This is dangerous, to say the least. Seriously dangerous. All right. Anyway, keep an eye on that ball, ladies and gentlemen. And Kurt Crosby's absolutely correct when he says, hey, we got to think about that supreme law when we discuss these issues. When we come back, we'll talk about another unconstitutional agency, what people are doing, and do you think they ought to go this route? Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, brought to you in part by How Would You Like Raw Honey in Your Home? Tastes fantastic. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, and ask him about his raw honey deal today.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands apply for faster airport security lines via pre-check programs, Kurt. And everybody's signing up for these. They say it's fantastic. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off your belt. You don't have to get undressed. You don't have to take your laptop out of your cases. You don't have to take off your shoes, buddy. It's awesome. And the government's encouraging folks to sign up ASAP, Kurt. And my problem with the whole thing is it's kind of like the right to keep and bear arms idea. You know, I understand why people want to get concealed permits, but I also think that it's a racket. It's a licensing scheme, turning a right into a privilege. And I think this is kind of the same scenario, Kurt. Would you get one of these pre-check permission slips? I think actually Kurt's already got one. Every time I go through, they say Kurt's in a favored protected status kind of thing. I don't know what's up with that.
You know, I don't know what happened or how it ever happened, but, you know, occasionally that does happen when we travel somehow. You know, I get this, you know, pre-check thing, and so then they say, oh, no, you don't have to take your shoes off or whatever. Usually it's after I've already taken my shoes off. I mean, even Sheriff Mack has commented about how he doesn't really know how it has happened for him a few times, if not, you know, regularly. So,
well, what they're trying to do is get you to like it so much, Kurt, that you decide to sign up and get it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Anyway, you know, I think that's what everybody had before we had the TSA was pre-check, right? Where they didn't have to take off their shoes.
Well, it used to be to where we didn't have any violations of our rights. Now they violate our rights and they come back and say, for a fee, we'll turn it into a privilege for you, sir. You cool with that?
So there is a fee for it?
Yeah. Well, not to get once in a while. Like, you know, it's kind of like you can try some donuts and if you like them, you can buy some kind of thing. They're giving out free samples kind of thing. That doesn't cost any money. That's what you've experienced. However, if you want it all the time, Kurt, just for a small fee, buddy, we'll set you up, bro.
Okay, so I didn't know if they did have a fee for it.
See, and I'm saying that's
wrong.
I'm
not surprised.
Well, it reminds me of a lot of the new road things, too. If you have a bunch of people in your car, Kurt, you get special privileges, too. Right?
Well, yeah, Sam. See? I mean, you know, it's just like you're being public transportation then, right? You know, you're basically being a bus. You know?
Don't say that, Kurt. Then you have to get a whole nother driver's license and your insurance will change. Pretty soon the government will say you can't listen to patriotic talk radio in your car, buddy, because when the government can advocate for talk radio. Anyway, all right, government school tracking app, Kurt. don't know if you've ever heard of Class Dojo, but Class Dojo, they say, don't worry, Kurt, they will not keep your data. Now, listen carefully for a second, then I want you to respond. The story is by Natasha Singer.
That's a big lie.
They say Class Dojo, that's a popular behavioral tracking app used in government schools across the United States. Don't worry. They've been talking about the way they retain information. And, buddy, the company intends to keep students' behavioral records only for one school year. They are not a data company, so they say we have no need to keep that data any longer. So I'm just telling you right now, Kurt, the app that lets you communicate between teachers and students and everybody else, Class Dojo, they're not going to keep your data. Got it?
Do you believe that for one second?
Have you lost your marbles? Come on. Okay, these people are crazy. They say we're using software that collects sensitive details about students. And, you know, part of the problem is the consideration of fairness and privacy, Kurt. And this is the point. They say there was a possibility the third-party database might store the details about certain students. So, Kurt, they promise what they'll do is they'll get it, they'll pass it off to your third-party government database, then they'll delete it, and they kept their promise, sir. Yeah, don't worry. They got a deletion policy that directly addresses this, sir.
Shocker.
Yeah, we want to help kids succeed by recognizing and sharing the things that they do well, the company says. Yeah, they say the company's policy is a step in the right direction. And there you have it, Kurt. You feeling better? They'll delete them manually. That'll reduce the risk.
Sure.
Because they want to make sure that it's not going to be used for any other purposes, Kurt. You know?
Yeah, nothing to worry about here, huh?
They say one in three schools across America uses this Class Dojo, Kurt. Yeah. And they have a points-based behavioral feedback initiative. And they also allow teachers to display students' scores publicly. And they call it, that's compared to the public shaming idea, Kurt. So, again, another reason to get your kids out of the government school, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, amen to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, don't worry. It's Class Dojo, Kurt. Many people say it's ringing alarm bells all over the country. My question is, why wasn't it ringing alarm bells when it was getting installed in the first place or when they were debating putting this in their systems, Kurt?
Probably the whole target-rich environment idea.
I guess so, yeah.
There's so many things to ring your alarm bells. I mean, the alarm bell would have to be going off all the time.
They say the big problem, Kurt, is it's used in a different way than what people thought it would be used for, Kurt.
What a shock. You're saying that they, you know, told us they'd do one thing and they went and did something different?
Well, you know, many people say that was unintended, Kurt. You know? But I'm just saying, look, why are we allowing this to happen in the first place? Okay, is it about reading, writing, and arithmetic, or is it about social engineering and monitoring and control? And what is this about, Kurt? And I guess it depends on where you go to school, huh? And who the teachers are. But understand, once you let those kids cross that government school threshold, buddy, you don't have control of your kids. You've transferred, quote, guardianship, say the courts. And so you don't have a whole lot of say about it anyway, Kurt. Yeah, they say these robots are going to replace human workers by 2025, Kurt. You think they're going to do that?
We've talked about this before. Well, let me just tell you the experience I've had with robots.
Kurt loves those robots.
You know, I just enjoy so much calling a company, you know, and getting to a computer. And then I like to say, you know, when they give me the choices that they're going to give me, I like to say, give me a human. And I would prefer a human that could actually understand my language. And I know this is kind of, you know, contrary to what I guess the business world believes, but I think it's what people want. I know that's kind of, you know, it's just
what does that even mean,
whole robot thing. I know. Doesn't make sense. I mean, imagine having somebody you could talk to that you could understand,
Kurt,
that will listen to you and, you know, maybe even respond and say, you know, like, you're right. Remember that old phrase that businesses used to use?
Yeah, the customer's always right.
The customer's always right.
Come on, Kurt. Now, let me just ask you a question, Kurt.
I guess all those businesses are gone, huh, Sam?
Absolutely. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Look, are you a conscious consuming customer, Kurt?
Am I a conscious assuming customer?
No, conscious consumer or consuming customer.
Well, I try to be careful about my purchases.
Yeah,
Is that what you mean?
Want costs to go down, don't you, Kurt?
Oh, so that's what
you can't
is.
Have one of them air-prone humans up there.
Here's what they've got to understand. There are more costs than what, you know, that you actually pay for. For example,
what?
I'll tell you about, yeah, you know, you've got, what you've got is your time, your effort, you know, all that stuff that goes into the cost of an item. If it takes you all this hassle to maybe get some solution to some technical problem or whatever on this, say, $100 item versus a $200 item, and when you analyze it, you think, man, I spent $200 worth of time and, you know, frustration, etc., then people put that into the picture, I believe.
Kurt, we're not going to look at it that way. How are you going to robotize the nation with that attitude?
It's a great point, Sam.
Yeah, so, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying and everything, but you don't even have a degree to discuss this. You don't even know what you're talking about, right? And that way they just try to marginalize any valuable point
good
Kurt
point.
Makes, never taking on the real points, because they'll have to admit reality if they do, right? So what they'll do is they'll just marginalize, that shoot the messenger, so to speak, right, Kurt?
Good point, Sam.
I pray robots don't replace 50% of the occupations, because you know what? I like to interact with people. And I think people need interaction with other people. And I think it's God's way to have more interaction and kind, appropriate behavior between individuals and relationships and friends. You know, it used to be you'd go down to your local grocer or you know, hardware store, and they'd know who you are. How you doing, Mr. Crosby? Haven't seen you in a while. How are the kids? Excellent. Oh, you guys having a grandbaby, I heard. Fantastic. And then you get a lot of things done. Relationships, friendships, love, kindness, neighborly behavior, along with the goods and services. That's going away, folks, and we can't let that happen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. I see disturbing trends all over the country, Kurt. Wow. Headline for the state of Utah says this. Audits show that imbibing brew increases with population. Okay. Utahns sipped more wine this year than last, and they donned more spirits. Yeah, they got more beer and malt-flavored beverages. And well, residents consumed 7.8 million gallons of alcohol sold through the Utah Department of Alcohol, Beverage, and Control in the fiscal year that ended June 30th. They got this annual report that gets released, Kurt. And they say there was about 400,000 more people in the state this year than there were last year. And the bottom line is yearly imbibing of alcohol. They say the average person in Utah imbibes 2.6 gallons of liquor. And don't worry, it means more money for state coffers. The state gets rich when this happens, Kurt. It all goes to the state's general fund and the government Utah school lunch programs. I guess it's $38.3 million this year alone is the tax on the liquor sales. Anyway, there you have it. That's one big concern. The second concern is there's a big push to promote alcohol everywhere in our society now, Kurt. We talked this last week about this release of this powder alcohol idea. Where now what you do is you just simply ship alcohol anywhere in the country via powder and then you add liquid. And it's a big battle. And they say, we got to meet the demands of the public. The public wants alcohol. We're going to give alcohol to the public. So whether it's Utah and the imbibing discussion, whether it's the powder alcohol discussion, well, it's kind of like gambling, folks. I'm not saying people shouldn't have freedom to choose as they will. But I am telling you, it's trouble. And now there's a new headline, Kurt, that says this. More gas stations eyeing beer on tap. So here's the deal. They got these 64-ounce jars that you can get now. You can walk into the gas station, buddy, and it's beer on tap, you know, just kind of like your soft drink on tap. And you just fill that dude up from a variety of beers, and then you just roll out to your car. More and more gas stations across the country are doing this, and I don't deny that people have the freedom to drink or not drink, okay? And I'm not going to advocate for government controlling alcohol, but I am going to say this. We're making a big mistake when we make it more and more easier and easier. And we're on the other hand, they say texting and driving is a bad idea. Okay, and now we're making laws against doing that, but yet they're making it easier for you to grab a big old lager of alcohol and then get in your car, get behind the wheel. What are we doing, Kurt? It's trouble, but there's a big push for alcohol. I'm telling you right now, if we have more alcohol in our society, more drinking and driving, you're going to have more rapes, more abuse of women, more broken families, more drunk driver accidents, more trouble. But gas stations are eyeing this as the great way to make money, Kurt, because there's a lot of money in alcohol. And they say it might just save gas stations all over the country. And best of all, if they put some of that cash towards education, Kurt, it'll just be a win for everybody. They lie. They lie, Kurt. That's what I'm saying. They lie.
What a surprise, Sam. You mean people are doing things they shouldn't for money? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay. Huh. Shocking. What I'm kind of thinking, though, is that the gasoline stations many times do sell alcohol anyway. They've got alcohol in your gas. You know, maybe they should move this alcohol thing to, you know, like they do in many countries, more and more to using it to fuel your vehicle, not fuel you. You know, the key reason that they get a pass, if you will, Sam, is that we got this phrase where it says, know when to say when, you know. And therefore, you know, you just follow that rule when you're drinking. And then there's okay. never any troubles.
Except for those girls that get raped because they don't know when to say when and stuff, Kurt.
Yeah, or the people that die in alcohol-related crashes and things like that.
Or but the women that typically get abused from drunk husbands and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's all that stuff. Really not any problem with alcohol. I mean, it's not.
Well, you're pro-choice, aren't you, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, good point.
See, that's just a trap, man. They just play games with words to the point where you can never win. Right? Because, I mean, you wouldn't really want to shut down a private gas station from having beer on tap, Kurt. Isn't that their freedom to do that? You don't want to make a law against that, do you, Kurt?
Good point.
All right. Move over, Barbie. Right. Barbie's in the news for two reasons. First headline says, move over, Barbie. You got to make room for an average, I think it's Lamely, is how you say the name, new doll. And this doll's interesting, Kurt, because it's not made to be this unrealistic proportion sexy doll. It's the antithesis of...
Here's the word opposite.
Yeah, good point. Good antithesis of Barbie doll. The doll's proportions, believe it or not, Kurt, are based on real women's sizes. Of course, it's proportionately smaller, but they say they took their experiences to create this doll from their own high school experiences. And they say the dolls... Well, more like a real person, Kurt. Crazy, huh?
That'll never sell. Mm-mm.
What would Barbie look like if she had the dimensions of an average female, Kurt? An average woman. His answer came in the form of this new doll. A shorter, broader, brunette version of the idealistic doll. And anyway, you can. It's got a sticker bag that comes with the doll where you can put like zits and cellulite and scars and tattoos and all kind of stuff on your doll. She looks so real, so ordinary, they don't focus on what she even looks like, Kurt. Anyway, that perspective is helping. And I guess they crowdfunded the opposite to the Barbie doll. And they said the dolls will be mailed to the crowdfunding backers first. Anyway, kind of an interesting topic. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, you know, I guess you could say competition, right, Sam, here?
Yeah.
You know, and certainly, you know, it's, I mean, although in my opinion, there's not much need for, you know, some additional dolls in the world. But, you know, I frankly will admit that I'm not in this, what would you say, target market, I don't think. And so I probably don't have much to say.
Hey, the average woman, let me tell you about the average woman, Kurt, size.
You're going to tell me about the average woman's size.
Well, from their research.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? You want to know what they think and what they researched, right, Kurt?
Of course.
All right. Well, they say the average American woman is 166.2 pounds and has a 37.5-inch waist, Kurt.
There you go. Make a note.
Is that what you would say is true, Kurt?
Well, I can tell you this, that... if they went through and checked every American woman and then got the average number from that, then their facts should be correct.
So, no, Kurt, they don't walk around and measure every woman. They just look at the clothes sizes people are buying, and then they compare that with a sampling of data. And they, you know, they got all kinds of methods to come up with the numbers and stuff.
Well, there's a heck of a lot of women's clothes that are bought that never even get used, in my opinion.
What? But, you know, that's a good point. All right. Anyway, the other thing about the new Barbie doll, Kurt, is they got this new Barbie doll that basically is cloud capable. What that means, it has the ability to, like Google, kind of respond. And your, well, Barbie doll can have a conversation with your daughter. And they say that conversation will end up in the cloud, Kurt. And many people are freaking out because they say that this violates privacy big time. What do you think of that?
Wow. You know, it's kind of like the people that are surprised when their data is all put online and banks have all their information, and then they're surprised that somebody hacked it. You know, I mean, hey, it's just part of the...
Are you comfortable with a doll prompting your daughter in conversation when she's privately playing with her doll, and that's going to be transmitted to the company, Kurt?
No, I'm not. But then there's a lot of other things I'm uncomfortable with that I pretty much just have to live with. I'm saying,
yeah, in a way, yeah, you got to live with it. In a way, you don't. I mean, you can decide to make sure your kids don't have these kind of dolls, Kurt. Now, I know your kids are grown up, so it's different now.
My children and grandchildren, you know, they've kind of followed this little plan. At least I've found that the best way that we get along is if they want to do something, I counsel them to do it. And it's typically the best way. We don't have any disagreements. But occasionally I don't follow that plan.
In other words, sometimes you speak up and get in trouble. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right.
All right, well, all I'm telling you is stand up for that, which is right, and just encourage people not to get these dolls. There's privacy concerns, and then, hey, they can accept or reject the input as they choose. But anyway, I'm concerned about Barbie, Kurt. I'm very concerned about Barbie. I'm not really comfortable with that, Kurt. Are you?
Well, with that new Barbie, the one that's the normal or the average... sizes or whatever, are you concerned with that one?
Well, that's hard to say too, because I don't want women to not care about their life, care about their body. I don't want to be too extreme either way, Kurt. I don't want a woman with all kinds of health problems and tattoos and everything on one hand. On the other hand, I don't want Barbie to look like unrealistic either. I mean, what about dolls that mom made for the girls back in the day, Kurt? They didn't have any of these debatable questions, really. It was just mom's love gave daughter a doll to learn how to eventually be mom, too. But even saying something like that, I'm already in the doghouse, right, Kurt? There you go. I don't know what to say, except for, hey, let's try to raise our family in the way God would have us do so. Let's do our best to get guidance from the Almighty and do just that, shall we? All right, you want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free, 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.